Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
It's getting to the fourth quarter of the year. We just had our big festival, the Mid-Autumn or the Moon Festival. We just had that.
Yep.
And what's coming up next in the fourth quarter for us?
We are going to have a World Cup.
Oh, we're going to have World Cup.
Yep, the World
Cup. Something super important that happens every 4 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides our election season, which we've talked about.
True.
So if you're not into elections, then you have to be into sports. Why is World Cup such a big sport?
Because it's taking place every 4 years.
It takes place every 4 years. Many things take place every 4 years. It's such a big sport because of the marketing, because of all the superstars, if you think about it. These are international superstars. If you watch the NBA, most of the NBA stars are predominantly US-based, right? They're from the US.
True.
And some NBA superstars are also from Europe. But when it comes to the World Cup soccer, we have superstars from all around the world. Okay.
Yes.
All around the world. And also, football, another name for soccer, okay, in Europe and in United Kingdom, it's called football. In America, it's called soccer. In South Africa and Australia, we, you know, interchangeably use the word soccer and football. So football or soccer is the most watched sport in the world.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh.
It's the most watched sport in the world. And one of the things around the soccer is soccer gambling is also one of the biggest gambling business in the world.
So they got high payoff?
Yeah, high pay. Yeah.
Ah,
high risk, okay. High reward. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, if you bet on baseball, right? If you think about baseball, sometimes you get these 20 runs or, you know, 30 runs. But with soccer, it's very difficult to get past three goals, right? Three or four goals already in a game is like a miracle. If you get 1-0, most of the time it's 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, type of game.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So again, the scores are not that high, and it's a 90-minute of real dashes, right? People run on the field back and forth, kicking the ball, trying to get the ball into the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also, not so easy to fix matches, to be honest. How do you buy 11 players? You buy them out and you say, okay, you're going to lose the game. Not that easy.
Not that easy. And
not
then
that
you
easy.
Need to really spend a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, when you go to bars and pubs, especially during like World Cup soccer seasons, we should actually go. You, Petty, and I, we should all go to a sports pub one day and just join the crowd.
Enjoy
you will
the
see,
vibe.
Yeah, you will see how soccer influences people. Yeah, really.
Really?
Yes. It's so big. That's why sports bars and pubs exist. Soccer season, NBA season, American football season. These are some of the biggest sports in the world.
Oh, but by the way, is it soccer one of your favorite sports?
One of my favorites, yes. Because every 4 years, my group of friends, very close friends of mine, family friends, and every 4 years we have this ritual because we are not all over the world, but every 4 years we would come together and make a bet. We would bet.
Make a bet.
Yes. So we have this group online and WhatsApp where we make a bet just for fun.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
But do you really transfer money?
Like no. What we do is we pool the money. And whoever loses will buy candy, treats, or something. One year we did push-ups.
Wow.
1 year we did push-ups. So okay, it started with a silly game between a bunch of guys. And then now it became our ritual every 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
But do you support the team or you just bet which team, whatever you like?
Okay, so this is the thing. Amongst us, the five of us, two of my friends, they're very, very clued up with you know, all the soccer players in Europe and the situation, all the different leagues in Europe. They're very clued up. The rest of us, we're just in it for the fun. We just want to see somebody lose. So we can pick on him for the next 4 years until the next World Cup. You understand what I mean? So every time we would gather together, this topic would come up and say, hey, you know, you remember you lost, right? So you have the least say in the group now, so shut up. You know, we would trash talk like that. Yes.
But it's still fun.
Yes. So we would tease each other and it would be part of our trash talking for the next 4 years. Yes. So it's more about the face, not about the money.
Okay, about the face, not about the money. Man.
Yes. We are still a bunch of guys. We're still competitive that way. But, you know, in a very healthy type of friendship. Yeah. It's not unhealthy competition. It's very healthy and it's, you know, it's just poking fun.
It's different from girls.
Very different, yes.
Very different.
Girls get very competitive. They just buy, you know, the next Chanel bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we don't. I got this. You don't have it.
Yes. We prefer trash talking. For the most part, yes.
And the way we see the soccer game is different from you guys. Definitely, right?
Okay. So how?
We just by the player's look.
By the player's appearance, right?
Yes.
Oh, handsome guy, David Beckham. Okay. No problem.
I support him. Yes. I support the whole team.
You support the whole team because of David Beckham.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
easy,
it.
Easy, right?
Okay, so we've named one guy that you know of. Let's continue. Let's see how many names you can name. David Beckham, not a problem. I think many people know David Beckham.
Okay.
Who else do you know?
Neymar
from Brazil, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Neymar from Brazil.
He's young and handsome, talented.
He's handsome? Neymar is handsome? Okay.
Isn't he handsome?
Neymar is handsome? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And
good.
Then,
we better have a talk after this.
Okay. I need to go to see the eyes doctor. Isn't he handsome? Okay. Manly. All right, manly.
You know, David Beckham is handsome. Neymar.
Let me Google Neymar. Neymar should be...
I mean, he's... I don't know. Okay. I think amongst girls, he would be considered cute.
He is cute. Yes.
Not handsome. I think handsome is not the word. Cute, perhaps. Yes. All right. Okay. Any other names that you know?
Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo.
We definitely have to talk about Ronaldo, right?
Which Ronaldo are we talking about? Because
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, CR7.
Yes.
Cristiano. Okay. So I came from the era where we had the little chubby Ronaldo from Brazil.
A chubby Ronaldo?
Yeah, chubby Ronaldo from Brazil. That was my era. I grew up with him, watching him, you know. So we always rooted for the Brazilian team because of Ronaldo and Ronaldinho. And this era, this, you know, post-2000 era, it's CR7, right? Cristiano Ronaldo, number seven.
Number seven.
Number seven, yes. So what is he? Cute, handsome?
Cute and handsome.
Cute and handsome. Mm-hmm. And rich, by the way.
And rich.
And
yes.
he's very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. Yes. And he's got a hot wife, too, by the way.
He's got a girlfriend.
Yes, they're not exactly married.
Yeah.
So technically, we can say they're a long-time partner, I guess.
A long-time partner,
because
they
have, what, three kids? Two kids?
Three kids.
Three kids together, yes. Uh-huh.
And the girlfriend has her own Netflix series.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very interesting lady. I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, right? Yes. I did. Yes. I did that too.
She's an Instagram influencer for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone else?
This one is cute, not handsome. Mbappe.
Okay. So we've got
a young
rising star, Kylian Mbappe from France.
From France.
Yeah, he's French. He's French. And I watched him in the last World Cup. He was pretty good.
He was just 19.
He was 19.
4 years ago, right? So 23 this year?
Yes.
Wow.
By the way, he is in the same league, in the same team as, what's his name? Neymar and Messi.
Same team?
Yeah. So Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi are currently in a team called the Saint-Germain. Saint-Germain is a team in Paris.
Oh.
Yes. So they're all serving in PSG right now.
Oh,
yes.
So they were also so when they are going to play the World Cup and then they will be enemy.
Yes.
Ah.
They will be serving opposite teams.
Ah.
But in the private league, they actually serve the same team, the same football club.
Cool. See yes. how stupid the question I raised.
No. That is a very fair question. So just because you and your buddies can make money, right, in mm-hmm. your regular private league season, now when it comes mm-hmm. to World Cup, it's about national pride.
Oh, right.
That's totally different. You're not going to make money from this. It's not about money. It's about national pride.
You will still have money if you got the champion title, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, there is money, awards.
But that's not the point.
Yes, and prizes. Yeah. But remember, if you lead your national team and win the World Cup, you are automatically a legend, right? You put your name down in history. That's very different. It's about national pride.
Like the legends in Argentina, there's one.
Yes, who's that?
Maradona?
Lionel Messi. Oh, yes, of course.
Legend. The legend one.
Well, current legend, right? Okay. Yeah. So the legendary Maradona.
Maradona. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maradona, yes. Maradona from Argentina slash
Hand
of God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hand of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now slash it's Messi's Hand of God. Era.
Yes. And he unfortunately passed away. So now it's Lionel Messi's era. Yes. So we've got the major superstars. So we've just named a couple. Lionel Messi, definitely a legend. CR7, Cristiano Ronaldo. Neymar, okay, on his way to become a legend. And of course, the new rising star, Kylian Mbappe. Definitely one of the stars that people want to watch and you know follow this year. And obviously, there are other superstars in Europe. But the ones that we just named, they have already put their names down in history. They have made a name in history, yes. So Kylian Mbappe, well, technically, he put his name down in history not because of his scores and not because of his goals, but right now he is one of the top earners in PSG right
now. One of the top earners?
Yeah. Ooh. He was awarded, apparently, a very, very big contract. And
more than
to
Messi.
Keep him, yes. More than Messi, more than Neymar. And in order to keep Kylian Mbappe with PSG, apparently the president, Emmanuel Macron, made a call. Called
Which
him
is?
To stay in Paris.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So it's a national issue.
So you have to understand, in Europe, for the European countries, football is about national pride.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's about national pride. And let me give you a very interesting lowdown on which countries have won the World Cup. Okay? Total number by country. Brazil, 5. They have won 5 times. Germany, 4 times. Italy, 4 times. France, 2 times. Uruguay, 2 times. Argentina, 2 times. England, once. And Spain, once.
And where is France?
France twice.
Oh, France twice. Okay.
Yes, France twice.
Okay.
So in Europe, both Germany and Italy won 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So France want to catch up. Brazil in total has won 5 times in the history of World Cup.
Wow.
You see? So, that's the difference.
So do you think, is it possible for them to win the World Cup champion this year? Because it seems like every team, they are so competitive and the soccer players, everyone are so talented.
Yeah, it's fair game for everybody, right?
Mm.
I mean, if you think about it, if you look down the list that I just named, Uruguay won twice.
Right?
Uruguay.
Yeah.
Uruguay out of all countries won twice. So, you know, you can't really underestimate how these South American and, you know, African countries perform. You can't. Every team has a chance. They've got their superstars, just in different ways.
Oh, and then the United States, where are they?
No.
Do they participate in the soccer game?
Okay, so here's a very interesting story about the United States. So after David Beckham retired from soccer he retired from Real Madrid. He spent his last few years in Europe in Real Madrid. He retired from European soccer. And United States actually wanted him to move over and bring the soccer fever over to the United States. So he invested, he and other investors invested LA Galaxy. And so
LA Galaxy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. LA Galaxy a few years ago. So anyways, he brought soccer fever to US. So in the past 8 years, I would say, there's a bit of soccer fever there in the US. And the women's soccer scene is also on the rise. People are becoming very, very aware. And I remember in the women's league, US won the female World Cup. You know, I'm under correction, but I think this is what happened. That's what I read. So the American soccer female soccer team is very, very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that means that they are quite young. I mean,
very well, soccer is a very young sport in the US. Yeah. Yes. Still, you know, young and upcoming sport. But, you know, thanks to David Beckham, he did do a good job. So there's quite a lively league in the US right now. But definitely still not as big as hockey, NBA, and also the American football scene. Definitely not as big.
So maybe in the future, the United States may participate in the World Cup?
Yes, they have participated in the World Cup. It's just...
Oh, they have?
In the World Cup, you have to be able to, you know, knock out other teams.
Ah, right.
Right? So... this is how it works. First, there are 32 teams in the World Cup, and these 32 teams are first grouped in 8 four-team groups. So they go through the group stages. And then from there, they go into the top 16, which goes into a knockout round.
Oh, the knockout round.
Yes. And then they proceed to your semifinals and your finals.
Wow. It's pretty tight, as I heard that there is no break day during the knockout stage.
No.
4 games back-to-back per day. 4 games.
Yeah. That's how hectic it is. And also the viewing times are crazy. So sometimes for World Cup, for some of the games that you like, for the teams that you support, you have to stay up like 2 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the game. So World Cup season for us, for every 4 years, for me and my group of friends. It means, you know, I think 10, 12 years ago, it was still easy to do. And recent years, you know, it got really hard. Like the last World Cup, we only stayed up for like 1 or 2 games.
1 or 2 games?
Yeah. But about 12 years ago, we stayed up for all the games. All the games. We even had a little Skype live, you know, video chat while we were watching the game.
At 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah. 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning.
Everybody was awake?
Yeah. No matter where we were.
Wow.
So we're getting old. But we're keeping the tradition alive. You know, every 4 years, we still got to make a bet. We still got to, you know, air our support for the different teams. And we still got to do trash talking.
The trash talk.
Yes, the trash talk. So this year, the World Cup soccer tournament will start on November 20th and ends on December 18th. So it's going to be a very exciting November to December, like one whole month for us this year. If you are into soccer, then November, December will be one of those months that, you know, that'll be good to catch up on, you know, all the handsome and the good looking guys with tattoos.
Good looking guys.
So this year, very interestingly, is also a very, very important year for World Cup soccer because it is the first time that the World Cup soccer is going to be held in the Middle East.
Ah, is it in Qatar?
In Qatar.
Wow.
In Qatar, yes.
The first time in Middle East.
First time ever in the World Cup history in Middle East.
And Qatar is a very small country. So can I say that, is it the smallest country ever for World Cup FIFA?
Not really. I mean, in terms of population, maybe. But in terms of... money influence,
okay,
you know, Qatar, you know, I mean, who doesn't know Qatar? You don't have to go to Qatar to know Qatar. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So even F1 racing is, you know, is big in the Middle East, in Qatar as well. So, you know, they are making a name for themselves. But population wise, I think it's still a very young, you know, country. Population wise. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Other than that, you know, like, who doesn't know Qatar?
Who does know Qatar?
Yeah, especially in the airline industry, right, Angel?
Right.
Qatar yes. Airlines is one of the top airlines in the world.
It is.
Yeah.
They just won the, I think, the recent the World Best Airline 2020 just came out. I think they are within the 10, within the top 10.
They always top 10, like top, yeah. if not top 5.
Top 5.
Yeah. Qatar and United Emirates, Emirates right?
And EVA yeah. Airline.
EVA, yes. EVA. Yes. EVA did very well for themselves in the past 2 years.
Yeah, they
and,
did.
And Singapore mm-hmm. Airlines as well. Singapore always Airlines. A top contender for the top.
Always.
Yeah, top 5 airlines in the world. But, you know, other than that, it's Emirates, Qatar. They're always up there.
They're always up there.
They're always up there. Yes. And how many matches is a World Cup in that whole month? 64 matches.
64.
64.
Wow.
So don't go to work. Stay at home and just turn on your TV. You will watch matches after matches after matches of the World Cup.
Wow.
That's why you only support one or two teams, or else you're going to have a sleepless month from November to December.
True.
Yes, there we go. Who are the top teams like this year? Let's quickly go down before we end the vocab today. Brazil, definitely, because you like Brazil? Neymar, so you're going to be watching Neymar. And then, of course, Belgium. Belgium is a top contender in World Cup soccer, in the last World Cup soccer as well. They've got their, they call it the Golden Generation, led by Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah, I watched Kevin De Bruyne. I didn't know him, but my brother is a big fan of Kevin De Bruyne. I watched him play, and yeah, you know, he's I don't know, like he's got some leadership magic with him.
Like, is he a young player? Or?
He's not exactly young, but he's got very good leadership charisma. He's like Zinedine Zidane and David Beckham in one when they lead the teams.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can see, you know, Kevin on the field really coordinating and getting everybody motivated, you know? You can see that. Very, very charismatic guy. And obviously he's got, you know, mad football skills too. So top contender, Belgium. Next top contender is Argentina.
Argentina.
Argentina, yes. We want Messi to win. And, you know, Messi's getting old. So, yes, we want Messi to win a World Cup, right?
Oh, he never won the World Cup.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
I hope this is the year.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So, Messi, yes, holding out for you. And then, of course, France. Yes,
France.
Because France is the defending champion.
Bam.
They're the defending champion. So last World Cup, they won the World Cup championship. Yes. So Mbappe was part of the championship last time. And this time around, he's the defending champion. So definitely people will put him on a pedestal. He is the king. People will watch him
play.
He's
the king.
He's the king. Mbappe. Yes. He's the guy to watch. And then, of course, England. England. So in the last England. World Cup, they were semi-finalists. Yes. And they were the finalist at the European Championship in last year. So they did pretty well for themselves. So England is a top contender as well. Brazil, Belgium, Argentina, France, and England. They are the teams to watch out for. Obviously, these are just the top 5 teams that you can, you know, go ahead and support without, you know, thinking too much. But there are tons of African teams, South American teams that are also worth following and watching.
Among these games, which one do you expect the most?
I look forward to all of them, to be honest. I, you know, these must-see games, I'll probably, you know, keep an eye out for them. November 20th, 26th, 27th. Oh, 26th, 27th, 29th. Oh, that's going to be a hard week. That's going to be a tough week. Maybe I'll take annual leave that week.
You should.
November 26th, 27th, 29th. Ooh, I will have a couple of sleepless nights there. And then obviously you will have sleepless nights towards the end of the championship, right? The semifinals and the finals. You just stay up for those. Yeah. Mid-December, you would just stay up for those games. Definitely. So, Angel, what about you? Which games do you think you'll be staying up for?
I think I will staying for Spain versus Germany.
Spain versus Germany. Very nice. For sure.
Because I just like Germany. because I study Germany literature.
Oh.
You know, Carmen, there is a goalkeeper called Carmen.
Oliver Kahn.
Oh, it's not a Carmen, it's a Kahn.
Oliver Kahn.
Oh, that's a German pronunciation, Kahn, not Carmen.
Oliver, yeah. Oliver Kahn. Oliver Kahn, the legend. He's a big ass guy, big ass goalkeeper, right?
Like a bear.
Yes. Mm. And he is the legendary goalkeeper in World Cup history.
Yeah. That's the one.
He is the world number one goalkeeper. Like in history.
Oh, number one?
Yeah.
Wow.
In history. He at that time. Yes. Oliver Kahn. So you just like big guys, actually.
As you can see, KP is not handsome at all, but he's big.
Okay, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. Okay, so you just apart from appearance, you just prefer them big.
It makes you feel safe.
Okay, got it. Right. So guys, that's all the time we have for vocab this week. And why don't you tell us down below which soccer player is your favorite and which soccer player would you wish to see go down in history and win this World Cup? Why don't you comment down below and we will catch you next week, same time, same place. And we will catch you in the next episode. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.